Thanks, Dave. And yeah, that's a very, very good point. I witnessed an accident, a pretty bad accident, coming home from a meeting, one of our meetings a couple of weeks ago. And when I pushed the OnStar button, and they sent me over to 911, and as soon as I started talking, I realized I'm talking too fast because, oh my gosh, this is terrible. You know, and so I said, hold on for just a second. Please stand by, operator. And I took a deep breath. And then I said, okay, I'm back to calm now, and let me, and so prepared is something that I should have been before I pushed that button. And just like the set, like you say, Dave, we need to be prepared. During an emergency, we are going to act differently, most likely. We don't know how we're going to act until the emergency happens. So if we're as prepared as we can be, you know, we'll be more readier. All right, let's move to Wally. W-A-V-D, Wally. Is there anything that you would have liked to have brought with you to the set?
Well, I'm going to take the second part of that question, this WAVD, that you left out, something that we did bring that we lucked out on. You were talking earlier about using your hotspot and your WinLink. Well, Dean was at the receiving end of most of the WinLink messages, and we had to bring our own internet. And one of the things is certain hotspots do not allow WinLink port to go through. So we had to scramble for about the first 10 minutes before the start of the net to try to get our WinLink connection. The supplied hardline there was blocking the port. Dean's hotspot was blocking the port, and my hotspot was blocking the port. So he did some research real quick with Google AI, and it said that you had to go through a firewall. So we ended up using my iPad hotspot connected through my Works VPN, and that allowed us to get into the ports. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had any way of receiving WinLink messages up there. So what we did learn is make sure whatever device you're using, if you're using a laptop and a hotspot, that it allows it to go through. And we tried like three different ways before we finally got it. But between his research and myself having a work laptop with me with a VPN, we were able to pull it off. So it was something that we learned a lot about. So some were able to get them to go through their hotspots, others weren't. So everybody have a good evening.